The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 27 after 8, we're at the Royal Easter Show. Harley should be here with us. But anyway, you've got a winter storm in the Midwest. We're back to the weather.
Yeah, back to the Midwest. I mean, they can keep it too, because we don't have that in the Northeast right now. It's another bomb cyclone, that's what they call it, exploding. It's a monster winter storm, which is marked by rapidly dropping barometric pressure, which leads to explosive growth churning across the Midwest once again. It's the second time we've had this kind of weather ugliness in a month. The first time, that storm dropped a couple of feet of snow, which led to devastating floods across Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, and South Dakota. This one is dropping similar snow with high blizzard wind conditions from Colorado to Minnesota, expected to result in similar flooding.
What?
So the officials say we can only hope for a slower melt, and that's not likely because spring is upon us, and you can get a couple of warm days right after this, and then we'd have the same sort of thing we had before.
Yeah, there'd be no slow melt there. Back to Capitol Hill.
Skepticism over the U.S. Space Force, which I thought was interesting because, you know, President Trump said we need a Space Force because of the things that are going on in the world. They don't disagree with him, but there's some skepticism. The acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan pitched the proposal today. He said America's margin of dominance in space must be maintained, but both Russia and China are working hard to end it. He said both have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of the Armed Services Committee has access to the classified threat picture. The next major conflict may be won or lost in space. The skeptics say they agree with that.
Yes.
It's just that they think the Air Force is already doing a good job and may be up to the task of expanding its role and getting the job done.
That is a frightening thought, though, isn't it? The next major conflagration may be in space. Amazing. Tell us on Friday about the saint.
Yeah, there's a 61-year-old man in Florida told police he's a saint, and that if they arrested him for screaming obscenities and disturbing the peace, he would send an army of turtles to destroy the town. Now, if he has an army of killer turtles, no one has seen it. Perhaps he has them held back as reinforcements for when he gets out of jail again. He had to go right back into jail because when police let him out, he went right next door to the convenience store, started cursing and banging on the walls. And then he called the police and told them, don't send anyone or they'd be sorry they messed with the saint. Amen.
You are making this up. You are
It is
Friday. Thank you, Harley. We love Harley. See you next week. Have a good weekend.